Shishi. Ki avienu, when I will bring Klal Yisrael el ha'adom asher nishbati la'avoisav, to the land that I swore to their fathers that I would bring them to, zavas cholov u'divash, a land that flows milk and honey, va'ochal, and they will eat, v'sava, and be satisfied, v'doshen, and grow fat, and then ufona el elohim acherim, they will turn to other gods, va'avodum, and worship them, v'niyatsuni, and anger me, v'heferes barisi, and nullify my bris. And it will be when they encounter these evils and these distresses, and this Shiro will speak up before them as a witness, that I warned them that this would happen to them if they do not keep the Torah. And then Hashem says words of comfort. The Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Even though they will go through many Goliyos, the Torah will never be totally forgotten. And the reason why I need to warn them about these punishments is because Ki Yodati Es Yitzroi, I know the Yetzer Hara Asher Hu Oise Hayoim, what it does today, B'terem Avienu El Ha'oretz Asher Nishbati, before I bring them into the land that I swore that I would give them. Since I know their Yetzer Hara, therefore I must warn them that if they do these Averis, they will be punished. V'yichtov Moshe Es Hashira Azos Be'yom Ahu, and Moshe wrote this Shira of Ha'azinu on that day, Vayilamedo es b'nei Yisrael, and he taught it to the b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzav es Yehoshua benun vayomer, and then Hashem turned to Yehoshua and encouraged him and said, Chazak ve'emotz, be strong. Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, because you will bring the b'nei Yisrael el ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem, to the land that I swore to them to give them, v'anoichi ehyeh imach, and I will be with you. Vayihi, and it was, kichalois Moshe, when Moshe finished, lichtov es divrei ha'Torah azois, to write the whole Torah, from Bereishis until the last words in Parashas V'zayis HaBrocha, Al Sefer on the Sefer, Atumam until their conclusion. When Moshe finished writing the whole Sefer Torah, then the Pasuk continues to tell us after Shavi that Moshe commanded the Levium to place it on the side of the Oren. According to the Zohar, Moshe was Nifter on Shabbos. That is why we say three times Tzidkascha after Shemoneh Esrei by Shabbos Mincha, corresponding to the three people who died at the time of Mincha on Shabbos: Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, and Yosef HaTzadik. If Moshe died on Shabbos, how does that fit with what the Medrash says in Sefer Devarim Perek Tes, that Moshe wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died, giving one to each Shevet and one to keep on the side of the Oren? How was he able to write on Shabbos? In Shailos V'Tshuvos Chasam Sofer, he quotes a Shaloh, who says that Moshe said the Shem Hashem, and then the quill wrote on its own. Writing that is not performed physically by a human being is not forbidden on Shabbos, and that is why it was mutter. Another teretz is that Tosfos in Menachos Daf Lamed says that Moshe did not die on Shabbos, but rather on Erev Shabbos. Perhaps the Medrash that says that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died follows this opinion, that he died on Erev Shabbos. Zok Rashi Posuk Chof, V'niyatsuni, V'hichisuni, it means that Klal Yisrael will anger me, V'chein kol niyotz, every time the Torah says the word niyotz, loshen kas, it is an expression of anger. V'onto ha'shira zeis l'fon of la'ed, and this shira, this song, will be a witness. She'esreisi boi b'seicha. Inside this shira, I warned Klal Yisrael, al kol ha'moitzois oisoi, on everything that will happen to them if they do not keep the Torah. Ki loisi shochach mipizaroi, it will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael's children. This is referring to the whole Torah will not be forgotten. Ha'rezu avtoch li Yisrael, this is a promise to Klal Yisrael, She'ein Torah mishtakachas mizarom legamri, that the Torah will never be totally forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Vayitzavis Yehoshua benun, and Rashi is bothered since Pasuk Chaf Beis is talking about Moshe, where it says that Moshe wrote Es Hashira Hazayis Bayamahu. You might think Vayitzavis Yehoshua means that Moshe encouraged Yehoshua. Therefore Rashi tells us, Moisif Lamalo, this Pasuk is going back to Pasuk Yudalid, Klapi Shechina, that is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayitzavis Yehoshua benun means that Hashem encouraged Yehoshua. Just like Pasuk Yudalad was referring to Hashem, so too this Pasuk is referring to Hashem. It is not going back on Pasuk Chaf Beis, which is talking about Moshe. K'moshe Mefurish, just like it is clearly stated in this Pasuk that it is referring to Hashem, because the Pasuk says, Ela Oretz Asher Nishbati Lohem, I will bring Yehoshua to the land that I swore to them, I referring to Hashem. So we see that the Pasuk is talking about Hashem, and Vayitzavis Yehoshua means that Hashem encouraged Yehoshua. Shavi, Vayitzav Moshe es ha'levim, and Moshe commanded the Levim, Noisei Aroin Brit Hashem, the ones who carried the Aroin, Lamor saying, Lokoyach, take a Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, this Sefer Torah which I just wrote, v'samtem oisoi, and place it mitzad aroin bris Hashem alekechem, on the side of the aroin, v'hoyashom b'chol ha'ed, and it will be over there for you as a witness. What does it mean, place this Sefer Torah on the side of the aroin? There is a machloikis in Masechta Baba Basra of what this means. According to one man, the Omar, it means that it was placed outside the aroin, because there was a board that protruded from the aroin, and the Sefer Torah was placed on the side of the aroin on the outside. However, the other man, the Omar, in Masechta Baba Basra learns that it was placed inside the aroin, and when the Pasuk says that it was placed on the side of the aroin, it means on the side of the luchos that were inside the aroin. Because I know your rebelliousness, and your stiff neck, behold, while I am still alive with you today, you have been rebels against Hashem, and surely after my death you will rebel. Gather to me all the elders of your shvatim, and your officers. Although typically Klal Yisrael were gathered together through the blowing of the chatzotzros, the trumpets, on this day they were not used, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha, "Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef, make for yourself two silver trumpets, lecha for yourself and not for Yahushua." Yahushua was not allowed to use these trumpets, and they therefore were hidden after Moshe's time. And even on this last day of Moshe's life, the chatzotzros were not used. Since the pasuk says ve'ein shiltoin b'yom hamoves, there is no rulership on the day of death, and since the blowing of the chatzotzros was a symbol of royalty, they were not used on the last day of Moshe's life, but rather Klal Yisrael were gathered without the use of the trumpets. So gather before me the elders of your shvatim and your officers, va'adabra ba'oznehem, and I will speak in their ears, es ha'devar mo'ele, these things referring to shiras ha'azinu. And I will testify against them, es ha-shomayim v'es-ha-oretz, the shomayim and the oretz, who will be witnesses against you. And although at the end of Parashas Nitzavim, Moshe had already said that the shomayim and oretz would be witnesses against them, over there he was talking to Klal Yisrael, telling them, you should know that the witnesses will be the shomayim v'oretz. However, over here, Moshe was speaking to the shomayim v'oretz, telling them, you shomayim v'oretz will be witnesses against Klal Yisrael. Ki yodati, because I know, achrei moisi, after my death, ki hashchis tashchisun, you will surely act corruptly, v'sarta min aderech, and you will turn away from the path, asher tzivisi eschem, that I have commanded you, v'karos eschem hara ba'achros hayomim, and you will encounter the evil at the end of days, ki sa'asu es hara b'enei Hashem, when you will do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, l'hach isai, to anger him, b'ma'ase yodechem, with the work of your hand. And Rashi is bothered, how can Moshe say that after my death, Klal Yisrael will surely act corruptly, if the pasuk in Sefer Yahushua says clearly that Klal Yisrael served Hashem all the days of Yahushua? Therefore Rashi tells us that the Talmud, the student of a person, is beloved on that person kigufoy, like the person himself. And therefore a person's Talmud is considered like the person himself, and when Moshe says that after my death, Klal Yisrael will act corruptly, he means after my death and after the death of Yahushua, who is just like me. Shetalmidei shel Odom chaviv olav kigufay. Vayidaver Moshe, and Moshe said, Ba'oznei kol kahal Yisrael, in the ears of the whole congregation of Klal Yisrael, es divrei hashira hazois, the words of this song of Ha'azinu, atumam, until their conclusion. And the Hemek Dover asks, over here in Pasuk Lamed, it says that Moshe said the shira to everyone, kol kahal Yisrael. However, earlier in Pasuk Chavches, it says that he only gathered the chashuvim, the elders of your shvatim, and your officers. Hemek Dover answers, since Moshe was telling them words of admonishment, they needed a zeros, a push, in order to come in here. Therefore, he first gathered the important people, ziknei shevteichem v'shekreichem, and once they came, kol kahal Yisrael followed. In this pasuk it says that Moshe said the shira to all of Klal Yisrael. Why is this repeated later on in Parshas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet, where there it says again, Vayovei Moshe, and Moshe came, Vayedaber is called Divrei Hashira Hazois, and he said all the words of this song of Ha'azinu, Be'oznei Ha'om, in the ears of the Om. Secondly, here it says Ad Tumam, until their conclusion, and there it does not say the words Ad Tumam. The Malbum and Panim Yafos explain that the Shira was said by Moshe twice, the first time saying it quickly from beginning to end without interruption. Then it was repeated slowly, explaining each pasuk as it was said. Over here, the pasuk is referring to the first time that Moshe said the Shira. Atumam, it was said until its conclusion without interruption. In Parashas Ha'azinu, it is referring to the more detailed repetition of the Shira. And since it wasn't said from beginning to end in one shot, it does not say Ad Tumam. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chavov, Lo Koyach, K'may Zohar, just like the word Zohar, which means always remember, Shomar, always observe, Holoich, always go, so too Lo Koyach means always take. The Levim have to make sure that the Torah is always on the side of the Oren. Mitzad Aroin Bris Hashem on the side of the Oren, Zok Rashi, Nechluku Bo Yichach Miyisrael Bebaba Basra, our Chachomim have a Machloikis and Mesechta Baba Basra, Yesh Mehem Ormim, some say, Daf Hoya Boilet, a board was protruding Mina Orin from the Orin, Mibachutz on the outside, Visham Hoya Munach, and that's where the Sefer Torah was resting. Yesh Ormim, and some say, Mitzad Haluchais Hoya Munach Beseicha Orin, that the Sefer Torah was resting on the side of the Luchais inside the Orin. And when the Pasuk says, Bitzada Orin, it means on the side of the Luchais inside the Orin. Zakrashi Hakilu Eli, gather to me. On that day, they did not gather the nation with the trumpets. Vishenemar, because the Pasuk says, Asei Lecha, make for yourself, for Moshe Rabbeinu, make the trumpets. Hishlit Yehoshua Alehem, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give Yehoshua any authority over these trumpets. La'af Bechayev Nignazu B'yoy Moshe. And even during Moshe's lifetime, it was hidden on the day of his death. To fulfill what the Pasuk says in Keheles, Ve'in Shiltoin B'yom HaMoves, there is no rulership on the day of death. And since the trumpets symbolize royalty, therefore they were not fit to be used on the day of Moshe's death. And Klal Yisrael were gathered without the Chatzaisras. Ve'o'ido bom es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz, and I will call to be witnesses against you the heaven and earth. V'imtoimah Rashi asks, Hare kfar heyed lamalo, the Pasuk already says earlier in Parashas Nitzavim, that I am calling the heaven and earth as witnesses against you. And that Rashi answers, Hosam li Yisrael Omar. Over there, Moshe was speaking to Klal Yisrael, telling Klal Yisrael that the Shemayim and Oretz will be witnesses against you. Avol l'Shemayim v'Oretz lo yomar. However, he never told the heaven and earth. The Achshav, over here in this Pasuk, Bo loymar, he is coming to say, Ha'azinu ha-Shemayim, take ear and listen, heaven. He is speaking to the heaven and the earth, and he is telling them, Atem Edai, you are my witnesses. Acharei Moisi ki hashcheis tashchizum, after my death, you surely will act corruptly. Frek Rashi, v'harei kol yimois Yehoshua le'yishchisu, all the days of Yehoshua, Klal Yisrael did not act corruptly. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, v'yavdu ha'omes Hashem kol yimei Yehoshua, and Klal Yisrael served Hashem for all the days of Yehoshua. On that Rashi answers, Mikan, from here we learn, she'talmidoi shel Odom, a person's student, Chaviv Olav Kigufoi, is beloved upon him like his own body. Yehoshua was beloved to Moshe like Moshe himself. Shekozman she Yehoshua chai, as long as Yehoshua was living, hoyanira leMoshe kiilu hu chai, it appeared to Moshe as if he himself was living. And when Moshe said that after my death, Klal Yisrael will act corruptly, he meant after my death and the death of Yehoshua.